Cutting-edge investigative and crime-fighting technology is cleared for landing in the Albany Police Department's Tactical Toolbox. They'll help police locate missing people, investigate infrastructure issues, fly over and evaluate accident scenes, and be used as a tool in tactical responses.
We have a drone program that we'll be launching real soon.
Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins says the force has been testing and evaluating UAVs, or unmanned aerial vehicles, and as a measure of transparency, scheduled a series of forums hosted by the Albany Community Policing Advisory Committee to detail the program, its objectives, impacts on privacy, and answer questions. Tuesday night's gathering at Albany's Hibernian Hall in the Pine Hills area was headed by Scott Gotsman, the APD's Emergency Services team leader. He says the two drones that passed the evaluation stage will cost $52,500, funded by a Department of Homeland Security grant.
Basically, what they're paying for is the product, the drones. The cost of running the program and the support would be have to be covered by the city itself. And to give you an estimate on what that costs, we don't have, it's not up and running yet. So it's hard to say that the sustainable cost is going to be this much money, at least until we have it up for like 6 months.
One drone is your typical outdoor model, the other an indoor version originally developed for HVAC systems. Initially, two operators, one for each drone, will be trained, assigned to gather data and report back to superiors, who will work with Hawkins to determine the best number of operators needed.
And we won't know that until we start utilizing to see how much flight time we're going to need. And then you have to weigh how many operators you have to how much training time you can dedicate it. Because we do know that maintaining your licensure, you have to have so many takeoffs, so many landings, and so much flight time.
The drone services will be shared with the fire department and other agencies. Gotsman addressed residents' privacy concerns.
So we're going to mimic the body-worn camera policy as far as the times that we maintain the video footage. But its utilization is different because officers go on a lot more calls than when we would be out.
He added APD drones will never be weaponized, nor will their cameras employ facial recognition technology, and notes the various scenarios and encounters would likely play out much differently than what law enforcement previously considered the norm.
Search warrants, active shooter, search and rescue, that kind of stuff. If it's evidentiary in nature, then we would have to make that determination with the district attorney's office as to how long that footage is going to be stored for. If we're going out for codes, looking at rooftops, we would edit that footage so that they got the piece of footage that they needed. We would turn that over to them, and then they would determine how long they needed it for, whether they needed it at all. And that may just be that they wanted to be there watch to monitor, make their inspections, take their notes, and move on to the next one and not have footage at all. It's hard because we don't even have the drones yet to understand what the full capacity of the program is going to be.
Detective Roman Romagnano is going to run and document the new program.
Once we do get the drones, we are going to apply for a COAS, which is a certificate of authorization. In an emergency situation, we may need to fly at night, so that'll cover that. We may need to go over 400 feet at some point in time. Maybe, maybe not, but that's the aspect I'm going to be doing. I'm going to make sure that we have everything that we need. And then training, we got to document all of our training. Checklists, we got to make sure all the drones are properly maintained, where they're stored, everything like that.
Chief Hawkins expects 6 Albany officers will be fully trained to fly drones soon. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.